This is On Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The On Mill Radio News at 11. I'm Yine Allison. House Speaker Buford Chambers says friendship will not be a priority during his administration. Lauding his colleagues for the confidence reposed in him by electing him on a white ballot, Speaker Chambers pledged to do the right thing in the interests of the country. Speaker Chambers said his administration will build on the gains made by the previous administrations and reconcile his colleagues. At the same time, Deputy Speaker Prince Moyi, who rose to the post by defeating former Deputy Speaker Hans Bachu, pledged to remain a team player, ensuring the work of the legislature is carried out effectively. He pledged to assist the Speaker of the House to make sure the business of the House is done. The Water, Sanitation and Hygiene Program Manager of Oxfam, Kenneth Awo, has assured of their continued support to the government of Liberia, making the statement at the groundbreaking ceremony in Unification City, Lower Magibi. Mr. Awo said they will provide safe drinking water for residents of Dolo Town and Unification City. He outlined that in recent time, residents of the communities have found it difficult to access safe drinking water in the area. He disclosed that the two-year project to supply safe drinking water and sanitation to the two areas cost Oxfam approximately $5,000. The Oxfam WASH program manager said plans are underway to extend the program to the southeastern region, as well as Riverses, Monserrado, Makibi, and Makibi counties. For her part, the city mayoress of Unification City, Esther Kewu, thanked Oxfam for their continued support toward providing safe drinking water to residents in the community. One person has died and seven others treated at a Kamplay Health Center after allegedly eating coconuts bought from street vendors in Nimba County. According to the county health officer, Imro Flomo was pronounced dead by medical officials at the Kamplay Health Center, but noted that the cause of death has not been established. Dr. Collins Bowa, however, disclosed that the specimen of the dead has been taken to Monrovia for further medical examination. Coconut is full of diverse health benefits, from protecting against heart diseases to preventing tooth decay. Nimba County Health Officer Dr. Collins Bowa wonders why the health crisis in the county could be associated to coconut. The news is coming to you from Anno Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. In aid, the Zimbabwe's former president, Robert Mugabe, has said he feared civilians could drag out and lynch the leader in a Libyan scenario. During Mr. Mugabe's last week in office, he was under house arrest as the military staged a takeover which would eventually oust him. Mr. Mugabe's former spokesman, George Karama, said he started visualizing an image of Muammar Gaddafi. He was speaking to Zimbabwe's privately owned daily news site. Recalling the last days of Mr. Mugabe's 37-year rule, Mr. Karama said the 93-year-old wanted to go on his own terms and had to be warned of the dangers following the military's intervention and the outbreak of protest. More than 1,000 young people have been charged by police in Denmark with distributing sexually explicit material. They are accused of using Facebook Messenger to share indecent video clips of two 15-year-olds having sex. Police said it could amount to distribution of indecent images of children, as the two people filmed are under 18. Facebook tipped off the U.S. authorities, who notified police in Denmark. 1,004 young people from across the country are facing charges after allegedly circulating the material via the messaging app in autumn last year. Some suspects are over 18 and were called to police stations to be interviewed. Suspects under 18 were contacted through their parents. And a motorway bridge under construction in Colombia has collapsed, killing at least 9 workers and injuring 5 others. The bridge in Chirajara was to be part of a highway connecting the capital Bogota with the city of Villavicencio. Photos from the scene show a large part of the 450-meter-long bridge lying in the ravine below. Transport Minister German Cardona spoke of a tragedy and said the cause of the collapse would be investigated. That's the On Merida News update at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmil2003, or twitter/unmilnews. I am Yede Allison. Good morning.